Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara on Chesam and Beis. We're two lines from the bottom. Words of the Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Our limud should be is chos for Fur Shlema for those in the old city that had there was a terror attack this morning in Eretz Yisrael, and Mirza Shem Yikom Damo at the person who was killed. So now we're up to words of the Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara continues now discussing other memories of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan used to say also, Eina Geshamim Natsarim Elam Nishvil Poskei Tzedakah Berabim, that rain is withheld only because people who pledge to give amount of tzedakah, oftentimes this will happen in public, and they don't give. And Rashi points out, lechora should be the same thing in private as well, but Rashi points out that in public, a lot of times, you know, people, they'll bid up the aliyahs, they'll bid for certain tzedakahs, and they'll forget to pay about it, so that's something that's more common. As opposed to a mashulach, it comes to your house, you know, Matthias says that you'll give them the money on the spot, whatever, you'll give them a check, so you won't necessarily, but it's the same it would be the same punishment, theoretically. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Nisiyim veruach vegeshem ayin, the clouds and the wind, but there's no rain. Ish mishalo b'mata sheker, when a man is praised for giving mata sheker, he's not actually giving a gift, he's pretending to give a gift. So a person who's failing to honor his commitment is raising the people. The aniyim are so excited. He's going to give $1,000 to this tzedakah, and he's not giving anything. And that's when they're lifted up, and their spirits are broken with the fact that ayin, because there's nothing there, and there's nothing that he's giving. Now the Gemara continues. Another statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, my dechsev. Now turning on to the next segment on Testament Aleph. Now, what is the meaning of the pasuk which says aser ta aser is a pretty famous drasha that you should give literally a tenth of your produce. You should make sure to give the aser maestros to give trumas to give the maestro. Aser v'shil shetis aser. You should do this in order that you should take off your trumos, your maestros take off, in order that you should become wealthy. This obviously is a level of interpretation. The pasuk of ta'aser is a giving of the lashon of aser ta'aser is to make sure you give a tenth. But now we're saying aser ta'aser is the lashon of ashirus, asher. And aser is a similar, same spelling, just with a different asin and ashin. This is talking about the fact that a person gives a proper tzedakah, that you'll be rewarded with extreme wealth. And that also is something which Tosas pointed out, that unfortunately on the inverse also would be true, is that if a person, Chas V'Shalom, is not giving the proper amount of tzedakah, then Hashem eventually is going to take it away from him. As the Gemara continues, Ashkei Rabbi Yochanan Liukan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan met the son of Reish Lakish. So the son of Reish Lakish was actually, Reish Lakish, we know, actually married Rabbi Yochanan's sister. There's a whole story above Metzia about that. Reish Lakish, we'll get to it soon. So there's a whole agadah there that Reish Lakish was robbing him. He crossed the whole side of the bridge, and Rabbi Yochanan saw that his special talents, that he could be so strong and passionate, he can be very good Talmud Chacham. He says, if you chose a b'tshuva, I'll give you my sister, and his sister, he ended up marrying his sister. So they were, this person was actually the nephew of Rabbi Yochanan. So he saw Rabbi Shlakish's son, a young child. And Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Ema, ein lo b'suka. He said, tell me some sukkah that you're learning in Cheder. Amar Lei, so he responded to him, Aser Taser, I'm learning the pasuk of Aser Taser, you should make sure to give off your maestros. Amar Lei, so the boy asked Rabbi Yochanan, Umay Aser Taser, what is the significance of this Aser Taser? So which Rabbi Yochanan responded to him, Rabbi Yochanan said, Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan said, Aser b'shvil shetit aser, that you should take off your chumas in order that you should become wealthy. Amar Lei, the boy asked Rabbi Yochanan, Minalach, where do you know this? How do you know this drasha? Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan said, Zil Nase, go test it out, take your maestros and see if you'll become wealthy if you do this. Amar Lei, the boy asked him, though, if I'm going to do this, I'm like testing Hashem. I'm going to do this. Valk said, the pasuk says, "Lo tenasus Hashem." Don't test Hashem. So and the chinuch points out, you're not supposed to do any mitzvah with the intention of seeing the reward in this olam. So be by tzedakah as well. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan responded to him, "No, Achim Rabbi Yoshia told me chutz mizu that this is an exception to the rule." Shenem Raviu is kol amasha beis ha'otzer. The pasuk says explicitly in Malachi, it's telling us that there's mamash, you're allowed to test Hashem. Have you called a maestro based on Otzer? Bring the maestros to the storehouse. Vi terep bevisi should be in my storehouse for those who are serving the base of midrash. V'chanunin abazos, and you'll go through this. Almar Hashem tzavakos, says Hashem. And im lo avtach lachem rebus Hashemayim. You take off your trumos and maestros, and I'm going to open up the window of the sky. V'arik tochlam bracha ad beli dai. Should pour the brachas without any limits. So we see over here, Ad Beli Dai. So what does it mean, Ad Beli Dai? It's a famous song that came to my Ad Beli Dai. What does it mean, without any limits? Amar Rabbi Chama, Amar Rav, Ad Sheikhlus Sesechem Lomar Dai. You're going to have so much. Hashem will say, enough, I have so much. That's what's going to happen if you give sufficient amounts of tzedakah. So the Gemara says that over here, that it's mutter to test Hashem. There's a question in the postgame exactly how does this work? Does it apply just for the maestros, or even I'm not paskei lacha to tell you that there's a shayla of that many of us in that goes by all tzedakah as well. And Reb Shechter says, so I asked, because someone asked me to ask Reb Shechter, if it's mutter to give your tzedakah before what you anticipate making. Like, let's say you anticipate making $100,000, is a really good cause that you know you're very that you're very near and dear to you, and they're having a campaign, and you want to give the money right now, but you don't earn the money yet. Is that mutter mitzad the tzedakah? So I asked Reb Shechter that shayla. And he quoted this whole Gemara over here, and he said that Fakir used to say that the Meshulach, I think from KBY, used to point out that how much you want to make this year. The Torah tells you, so you want to make $1 million, you have to have a munav, so you give $100,000, Hashem is going to be forced to give you the $1 million. I think that point maybe a little bit, again, that's where Shachar responded with that answer, and he quoted the Bava Trevi. I think also it was very interesting. I'm not passing Allah Lamaisa, every case is different, but we see over here there's a concept of being able to, at some level or another, again, everyone has to consult the Rav with the specifics of testing Ki'ilu, Kaviyachal, testing Hashem, to make sure with tzedakah, giving tzedakah, we see that tzedakah is one of those special things that is special, near and dear to Hashem, that you could even, he's saying, to even test me with it and see what happens. Amar lei, so everyone give a lot of tzedakah and see what happens. Amar lei, ihavis mati hasam lai psukas, if you got to that pasuk, then I would have also understood the lesson myself. I wouldn't have needed Rabbi Yochanan, Ulaoshai, Rabbach, or your Rebbe. I would have understood this. This is what the pasuk means to tell you also. Another time, Rabbi Yochanan encountered his nephew, Rish Lakish, his son, the Yasif Amar, he was sitting there, and he was quoting the pasuk. So now he's at the pasuk of Mishlei. The pasuk says, "Ivelas Adam Tesalev Darko," that the person who is foolish, a man is going to, it's going to bring upon himself punishments. But Hashem Yizaf Libo, but his heart is going to be against Hashem, meaning that something bad is going to happen to a person, and who's he going to blame? He blames Hashem. He blames Hashem. Doesn't blame his own meisim. Yasif Yochanan Kamasam. Rabbi Yochanan sat there and he said, and anything written in the Ksuvim, the law Ramizah Bereisa, which is not alluded to in the Torah. So we know that everything is in the Torah. Everything happened to all of us. Everything we can learn from the Torah. So this also, where is this Ramiz in the Torah? I'm ready. The boy responded to Rabbi Yochanan, "Atu miloksi Ramizah." What do you mean? There's an allusion to this as well. Vaksi, the pasuk says, we're coming up. We're going to read this soon. Vayetze libam, when it says that what the whole thing was happening with the Maisim of Yosef, that the people, their hearts literally, they're sank. They were in so much fear. Vayechardu ish alachiv leimor mazus asa elukim lanu. So the brothers, when they were blaming Hashem for their misfortune, instead of realizing that Reuven says that, okay, Altis Chabalah, but originally, the first thing was like, what does Hashem do to us? Oh yeah, Nebuch Hashem, what are you doing to us? As opposed to looking at their own Maisim and recognizing themselves they did something wrong. So Dal Eine, Rabbi Yochanan, lifted his eyelids, V'chazib, and he looked at him. Why was this special lesson in Dal Eine? Because we know, Rabbi Akama tells us, Rabbi Yochanan had these really massive eyebrows which covered his entire eyes. So when he wished to look at something, he would lift his eyebrows he had to lift them with tweezers. So he looked at him to give him, his eyes were also extremely holy. He was so kadosh. Rabbi Yochanan used to say, the Gemara in Brachos says that he would stand by the mikvah. People would just look at him, the whole face of a tzaddik, they would have holy children. So Rabbi Yochanan, and he didn't see anything. That's what we see from this Gemara also. So it doesn't affecting him the Yitzhahara to stand by them. Either way, so the Gemara says, Asa Imei Apuk says, the boy's mother came and took her son away from him. When he was looking at Amar Lei, Tamek Kameh, go away from Rabbi Yochanan, he's such a tzaddik still, she was upset at him. Delavid lach, the lesson of what happened to you, Kidavid lavuch, what happened to your father. So this is a reference to the Hemshech, the story of the Gemara Bava Metzia also relates the story over there that Rabbi Yochanan, obviously, right, he brought in Reish Lakish that we mentioned earlier, he was Makari of him, he became a big Talmud of his, and also when Reish Lakish made a remark that seemed to be that Lechora was not Makir Tov so much to Rabbi Yochanan looked at him in a certain way, and like that he was upset at him, and Reish Lakish gave him this look, and from that Reish Lakish became extremely ill. Mamash is from the look of Rabbi Yochanan, he was so kadosh, he was so holy, that look of being upset led to Reish Lakish became sick and he died. So this obviously is a reference to this happened after that. I guess his sister knew that the story happened and held some animosity towards her brother for doing this. That Reish Lakish said, stay away from him. Don't go near him. You're gonna die. He's say too kaddish, maybe whatever it is. But he said to stay away from him. Now the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yochanan, also says, "Matar b'shvil yachid, parnasa b'shvil rabin." When it comes to rain, it can be provided even for just one person. Meaning, Hashem will provide rain for the whole, like let's say Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem v'zoicha. It's amazing. We're reading all the Gemaras about rain, and it's Baruch Hashem mekuyam. The last start is Friday, but maybe it's the schus of Daf Yomi. Everybody learning about the kiddush of the rain that they started raining right from Friday until Sunday. Baruch Hashem Friday, Shabbos, Sunday is almost nonstop. Now it's already sunny a little bit in Eretz Yisrael, but there's been rain, constant rain for the last 3 days. So that can be even the schus of one person, one tzaddik in the whole Eretz Yisrael could be bringing that rain. Parnasa, however, to have real parnasa, prosperity on the masses, which is reference to the world's produce, like amount of produce going to be coming out. That is only going to come unless the general population is worthy of such a thing. An individual merit may not. He can have specific rainfall, but he's not going to be able to have like a tremendous amount of produce and prosperity because you need the whole rabbim in order to have that. Now the Gemara says bringing priest. So this matar b'shul yachid, the rain is provided for a person. The pasuk says, Yiftach Hashem lechas otra tov latzeis martecha. We read this in Motzei Shabbos, that if you say the v'itein lecha, Hashem is going to open up his storehouses, he's going to provide rain for you. This pasuk is describing rain And it's singular, it's indicating that rain is provided even for the sake of just one person. But for you, personally. Parnasa, prosperity on a bigger level of the produce growing properly and having a lot of produce, that's for only if the rabbim, only if the many people are be a zocha in that. Where do I know that? So the Gemara says, because I am bringing down, this is what I'm talking about, the man who's bringing it to Klal Yisrael. And this pasuk is describing man in the plural, lechem, indicating that you can only get the man, only get the parnasa, and the chef of the parnasa for when the rabbim are doing good. So the Gemara asks, Meisi ve, we have a kasha from the Braisa. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudah, Omer, Shlosha Parnasim Toivim, Amdu Lehem Leisrael. There was three leaders who rose for Israel. Elon, Moshe, Aaron, Miriam. Moshe, Aaron, Miriam, there's a pretty famous Gemara over here. The Gemara tells us that there was three things that, Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael based on these three tzaddikim. Elohen, the Be'er, Anan, and the Man. The well, the famous, the clouds that protected Klal Yisrael, the six clouds and the one in front of them that was destroy everything in front of them, that whole thing. The Anan Kavod and the man that they got every day, those were Schus Tzadikim. Bear Beschus Miriam. The bear was Beschus Miriam. The well was in merit of Miriam, that Tzadikas Miriam. Amur Anam Beschus Aaron. Aaron was the clouds of glory. Man Beschus Moshe, and the man was Beschus of Moshe. Mesa Miriam, the Salaka bear. The moment Miriam died, that's when the bear disappeared. Shinemar, the Pasuk says, Vatamat Sham Miriam. And right after, Viloya Maim Laida, and there was no water for anybody to drink because the well disappeared. That was the whole story of famous case where Moshe Rabbeinu ended up being was not allowed to go to Israel because he hit the rock right after that. And the well returned in the merit of Moshe and Aaron, as the pasuk says. It says both of you should do it. So we see that clearly it was referring to Vidibartem, is both Moshe and Aaron's tefillahs together and their merits will bring back the well. So we see that Aaron was also zechus of the water. Mace Aaron is talku anei hakavod, and when Aaron died, the anei hakavod also disappeared. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "Vayishma kani melech Aaron." What did they hear? Mashmashma, Rashi and Chumash quotes this drasha that they heard that the Shemes Aaron, the nistalka anei hakavod, the Aaron had left. They thought the protection of Klal Yisrael was gone. The clouds of glory disappeared. So they thought, oh wow, now's our chance, now's our opportunity to wage war against Klal Yisrael. That's what the pasuk says. And everyone saw that Aaron passed away, so there was some leave. They don't say that they saw that he died, rather Ela Vayeru, that they appeared, meaning they understood that they were no longer with the clouds of glory because Aaron had died. Kidarash Sakesh Mersakesh Ki Mishamesh Barbashon is the famous Rashi and Chumash almost always. All the time, Rashi and Chumash, whenever it says ki, Rashi will define many, many, many times Rashi will define which ki is there in one of these four understandings of ki kibi. It means the following. I Dilma Ella or Daha. If it's maybe coming to me, if this happened, perhaps will happen, but or because. These are the four Lashonos, and each context is going to be different. So here, the key, it means because. In this case, it's going to be Deha, that because Aaron died, that's why Vayiru, that's why they were afraid, because they no longer had the Anani HaKavod. Now the Gemara continues, Chazir Shneim B'Schus Moshe, how did they come back? That B'Schus Moshe, the both the man and the Be'er came back. So because of Moshe Rabbeinu, Mace Moshe and Stalku Klama. Once Moshe died, they all went away. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in reference to Zechariah, the Gemara is, again, additional level of interpretation over here of the Pshut Shel Mikra. So the Gemara says that Ve'achichid Eshloshes Haroim Be'erech Echad. I removed the three shepherds, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, in 1 month. So that's a reference over to Ve'achichid Echad. Did they really die in 1 month? Hello, Miriam, Mesa ben Nisan. Oh, didn't Miriam die in Nisan? So the Gemara says, Ve'aron Ba'av, and Aaron was in Av. Moshe Ba'adar, Moshe was in Adar. So right, we know Zion Adar was Moshe died. Ella Melamed Shabbatlu Gimel Matan Tovah Shnat Oyadan. That all three of them, all the gifts stopped when Moshe died. Misalku V'Kulam Be'erachachad. It was as if they all died in the month that Moshe died, because they all died in the same year. But it was as if the month that Moshe died. I think there was Ramazim to this also. I think when Moshe died, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky died, and there was another God of Israel in America also that died during the same time. Rav Yaakov and Moshe, I think, died in Mamash the same month. I think there was another God also that died. It was Mamash blow after blow. For Klal Yisrael then. Either way, so the Gemara says, Amma Ashkechan Parnasa B'Shul Yachid. We see that the Parnasa is given to an individual because the man was given on behalf of Moshe Rabbeinu alone, and that was a single person. That was a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. That was a whole question of Rabbi Yochanan. That was why we bring up this whole point. So the Gemara says, no, Shani Moshe Kevin the Rabbi Mubai. Since Moshe Rabbeinu was davening on behalf of the Klal, Kirabim Dami, he was regarded as a Tzibor, and therefore it's mentioned that it's referring to the fact that he was like a Rabbin. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna bar Manoach, Rav Ashmuel bar Idip, Rav Chi Avim Vistana, the Rav Chi Avim Vistana, what is the name of the place? Avim Shchichi Kamei de Rava. They would go to the Shir of Rava. Kinach Nafshi de Rava. When Rava died, also they come to their papa. So that was like the God of the Shir. So they went to the Shir. Now they went to a different Shir. They went to their papa Shir. Kalei Mastavi Amrelu Shmaita. Whenever a papa was saying something, Vlavim Mastavrelu, they didn't seem to disagree with it. However, Rabbi Adadi, they would like whisper at each other. It's showing in the shir that it wasn't as clear to them as Rav. Like, what do you say? We're trying to figure it out. Chalash Taiter, Papa was very upset about this. Papa was not, he didn't get angry at them. He was very distressed. He was bothered by this. So Gemara turning on to the next. Someone now says, Akre Bechamis, they read Rav Papa in a dream. This pasuk came to Rav Papa that the following, Ve'ichad Eshlosh Saroim, I'm going to remove these three shepherds in 1 month, in one month, implying that they were going to remove them because they got, Rav Papa got embarrassed, Rav Papa got distressed over what they had done in his shir, that they were talking about, like they were whispering to each other in the middle of the shir. Oh, did that real story? That makes sense, not make sense. Then they were going to kill them. They're going to chayav misa for embarrassing Rav Papa. The next day, Rav Papa took leave them. Amar lo, lizdu Rav Shlomo, go daven for them, that they should be in peace. He didn't tell them what happened. He just told them, he was quiet to himself. We see he was davening to Hashem that they should be okay. Very interesting thing. Now the market is Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, Avi Shchiach Chamid Rav Papa. Rav Shimi Bar Ashi also would go to the shir of Rav Papa. Avi Machshele Tuva, he also has a lot of kashas in the shir. He would keep on challenging him. He would point out kashas in the shir. Yom Achad Chazid Nafal Ape. So he saw there was, that's the lotion of Chazid Ape, is often falling on their face. That's actually what Nefilas Apayim comes. So the lotion of Nefilas Apayim is Tachadun, which we say. It's literally falling on your face because that's you lowering your face to the ground and saying it. Now, that's all Shaila. We don't go al Kida on our ground. I think the Rambam is lotion we do, but we don't. We've done as that, we don't do that. But either way, that's what the Amoraim used to do, and they used to have actually personal bechinas, personal bakashas also when they were doing this. Shamid Amar, so in his tefillas, he used to say, Rachman litzalan miksufa de shimi Hashem, please save me from the shimi, from his kisufa, from being embarrassed by him. His kash is always difficult to answer, and he embarrassed me in the shir. Please help me, give me the koyach to be able to answer him. From that point on, he would just go to the shir. He never asked any kashas because he saw that the Rav Papa was embarrassed about it. Rav Papa obviously wanted to come to MS Pshad and come to MS of learning, but he was so embarrassed by what happened. He's asking Hashem for that. He saw that Rav Shimi saw upon himself that Rav Papa was embarrassed by this. But godless, he had all these kashas. He never asked it in public. Never asked Rav Papa in the shir. For that moment on, very nice idea. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Ve'af Reish Lakish Savar." So now the Gemara comes back that Reish Lakish is going to agree with Rabbi Yochanan that rain can come even for an individual. Matar Bishvil Yachid, that you could have an individual come when even just he needs rain. Damar Reish Lakish Minayin LaMatar Bishvil Yachid. I don't know that rain can fall just for an individual's schus. Tichsei the pasuk says, "Shalo Hashem Matar Beis Malko Shosusim Chazizim U'Matar Geshem Yitein Lechem La'ish Esa Basada." So you should ask Hashem for rain in time of the late rains. Hashem is going to provide in the clouds, and he's also going to give even a downpour of rain for each person in the field. Now that's implying it. Each person in the field is going to ask for something, and it's going to be a downpour of rain just for him. Yachal HaKol, it's an implication that Hashem is going to send rain only if everyone needs it. Talmud Lomar Leish specifically says for one person, indicating even each individual person needs it, he'll get his rain. V'tanya, as the Brisa tells us, E Leish Yachal HaKol Sadosav. I would have said each man might be that the rain is provided only for all of his fields. Talmud Lomar Sada therefore states even just for his field. So this is indicating that Hashem will provide for rain even if it's only for one field of one person. Isada yachol lechol asada. If it's lashon of a field, it might have been thought that it's required for the entire field. Tamal lavar esev. It therefore refers to the grass of the field, which is even, it's necessary only for one plant. So this is the case. The rain will fall even for one plant, requires it. That's for this one guy's one plant. Wow. Hashem's going to do all that for just him. Kihad Rav Daniel Bar Kitina. That is like the story of Rav Daniel Bar Kitina. Havale ahi genisa. There was a garden. You would examine it. Amar Hai Misha Bai Maya, that this road needs water. Vai Misha Lo Bai Maya, this road doesn't need water. Vasa Misha Mashka Makalecha Dabai Bai Maya. Wherever we need, that's exactly where Hashem would send the water. We see, and maybe there was other water for other people also, but we see this chus of the Yachid as a tremendous power on the Rabbim as well. Famous story in the Mir in 1967. During the war, there were whole mirrors being shelled. They still have an area of it, of the building, where you could see where the little shellings happened. And who was there? The Ruchai Shulevitz was there, and Rav Nachum Parsavitz was staying there the whole time. And the famous story was that Ruchai Shulevitz used to say, I think it was Ruchai Shulevitz was there, and who said there was a schus that when they heard a massive shelling hit the building, top of the building, and miraculously nothing happened to the building. Exactly when that shelling was happened, there was a woman who was an aguna. And she said, I forgive my husband, B'lev Shalom. And it was famous. Rav Chaim Shlomo said that the whole schus, the whole building, everybody there, wasn't Rav Nachum learning, steiging, not even taking a second to realize what was going on around him, just learning all day. It wasn't his learning. It was the schus of this one lady that we were all saved. So also, we see the Yachid obviously has the ability to be mashpia on the whole Rabbin. The market is, my Hashem Moshe Chaziz, what is the lesson that Hashem was going to do? Clouds, why is the clouds in a pearl? This is teaching us that good tzaddik, every righteous person, he's running a klim water to water his field. The clouds are going to come just for him. My chazizim, what's chazizim in the plural over here? Chazizim is clouds. So we're talking about it should be the lashon of clouds. What's the lashon of chazizim? Amar Yehuda porachos, literally the flying clouds. What is this porachos? Amar Yochanan siman lamata porachos. We know that that when it's going to rain, it's going to have like a flying type of cloud. My bracha, what does it mean by the flying clouds over here? Amar of Papa, Eva Klisha, Tusei Eva Samichisa, that the thin clouds are going to be beneath the thick clouds, which is, Rashi says that they're closer to the ground, the layer of the thick, heavy clouds. That's implying that rain is going to come. This reason they're known as flying clouds because they seem to be flying by faster than heavier clouds are coming and bringing the rain. That's what the Lashon of flying clouds is. So that's what's going on over here. Another mark, this number of Yuda, Nihale Mekami Mitra Asim Mitra, that if you're going to have rain that's Nihale, literally means fine, means Rashi says that there's going to be a lot of rain one after the other. It's a sign that the rain is coming, that the strong rain is going to come. Asim Mitra, Basar Mitra, Pasik Mitra, if it falls also heavier rain, is a sign that the rain is about to stop. Mekami Mitra, Asim Mitra, that if it's going to have these type of rains, heavy rain is coming, then the Gemara says, how do we know this? Maholasa, from a sieve. When a flower is sifted, the fine flour passes through the sieve and first and just allow the coarser flour to come back after. This is like the type of rain that's happening, the first, the smaller type of rain, and then the heavier rain is going to come. Now the Gemara says, Devasar mitra pasik mitra, the heavier rain is that this reference to the stronger rain is going to come. Vesimanech, Charya d'izi, that Charya d'izi is a goat's number two. Coming out is it's heavy. It's apparently changes from heavier to lighter before it stops making number two. Now the Marcus says, "Ukla ikla bavel ukim to bavel chaze porchos." He saw flying clouds. Amalu panamane. He says, "Everyone, let's bring everything inside. It's about to rain." Dash asimitra. It's definitely going to be that it's going to about to rain. Lasof lasimitra. Didn't rain. Amar ki echid meshak bevlay. Just as the bavel lie hechemitra mitra. So to the rains are not going to. They're giving false money that's going to come. Apparently understood. Marashah points out that Ula apparently knew that that we see. He saw that the Bavlim specifically would maybe promise, we saw before, right, at the very beginning of the Talmud, we started that if you don't give if you promise to give tzedakah and you don't give, that's going to be when you're punished, that you're not going to have the rain. So Ula maybe was, knew that the Bavlim did this type of thing, or they would bid a lot of money on the aliyahs, and they wouldn't give the money to the shul, there's pretend. So he would blame them that the rain was giving false signs by the clouds. Now the Marcus continues. Ula ikla the Bavel, Ula visited Bavel. Chazim alotzina de tamar bezuzah, he saw that a basketful of days was only selling for azuz. Wow, so cheap. Omar, he said, malotzina de lusha bezuzah, a basketful of honey, I mean, the dates over here, it sells for only azuz. Bavel laskim by reisa, why don't they learn Torah? It's so cheap to live here. They're learning Torah, obviously, but he's saying that they devote more time to learn Torah. Why they're busy with business? It's so little to survive over here. So he bought these dates and he ate all of them. Belele tzareo, then the whole time his stomach was killing him. Maybe they're cheap, they were very. Had like a laxative effect on him, and also maybe they were cheap quality. Amar, so Ula said, he said back to him, Malotzina de Sikna Bazuza, it's a basketful of knives for Azuz, Bale Aska Baraisa, yet they're still able to learn Torah with all this pain. So originally he judged them. So you see, never judge a person, you never know what the situation that they're going to have is going to be for them. And that's why, you know, in America also, you know, Baruch Hashem, things are, you know, in Eretz, so you see a major difference, especially in the Shemitah year, how expensive the fruits and vegetables are. It's much easier, you know, food price to live, but then the second year you have education, which costs tons more money in America than it is in Eretz Yisrael. So everything has their dynamic of going back and forth. Now the Gemara continues. Tanya, we learn in a Braisa. Rabbi Lezer says, Rabbi Lezer Omer Kol Olam Kulam Mimei Ukinus Rishosa, that the entire world is getting the water from the ocean. That the entire water, the vapors that are coming from the ocean is returning back to the clouds, and then it's going to bring out water. Shenemar Ve'ed Yalam and Arts Vishkas Kol Pnei Adama. The pasuk says that they're going to have vapor coming from the earth, and the water is going to come from the soil. Omer Lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, ukinos meluchinem. But what is saying? The ocean is very salty, and we know the water we're drinking is not salty at all. It would kill us if it was salty. Amarlo, that's why if you're stuck on outside in the ocean, the worst thing you could do is drink the ocean water because it's salty. It's going to kill you. So Mar says, Mam tikin bavin, so they become sweetened by the clouds. So that's the process how it works. Rabbi Yeshua Mer Kolom Kulo Kulo Miyamayim Elyonim, who shows that the entire world is drinking from the upper waters. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "Lematar Hashemayim Tish Demayim." By the rain of the heavens, you shall drink the water. This is indicating the water is coming. The rain is coming from the heavens. Elamani Mekayim VeEdi Alamanaris. What I learned about the Lashon indicating the rain is coming from the water on earth. They're teaching us that the clouds they build up and they ascend on the sky. Uposchin Pian Kinod. And they open their mouths like a water skin and mekavod mimatar, and then the rain, the water comes from Shemayim. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Yazoku matar le'edo, that the water will pour out in its clouds. This reference to the clouds is coming out and coming from the Shemayim. Umenukovos in kavira, and also the clouds are they have holes in them like a sieve. Uvos umachsharos mayim agabe karka, and they bring down the water onto the ground. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Cheshros mayim aveshachakim. As the pasuk says, a sieve of the water clouds are within the Shemayim. Ve'ein bein tipa latipa ela kemlo nema. And between each every drop, there is no more than just a tiny little millennium, as a Torah, my hair amount, a hair breadth. A very, very small mountain. Lamda Chash is teaching you that what that the day is raining is so chashiv ki yom shnei b'shamayim v'aretz, the day which heaven and earth is created, because all these amazing things are happening. No matter how amazing, when the rain comes down, it's unbelievable that we're learning all these gemaras exactly when it's starting to rain in Eretz Yisrael. Shneimar osa gedolos ve'ein cheker. Hashem is performing great deeds beyond what we understand. Chsev hanosin matar al pnei haaretz. Just the rain, how much Hashem does for us. What has to happen for the rain to happen is an amazing thing. Chsev l'halal Rambam writes also that to understand niflos avore, we analyze this, we see the world, how amazing the world is, how amazing, beautiful the nature is. We should also come to recognize how amazing Hashem is. As the pasuk says, hanosin matar al pnei haaretz, Hashem gives rain on the face of the land. It's talking about Hashem is also. Is beyond comprehension. Now the Gemara continues. Don't you not know? Do you not heard that Hashem, the Creator of the world, everything is in chekel of muscle. Wisdom is beyond His comprehension, beyond our comprehension. We don't know, understand anything how Hashem's wisdom is. But He's telling us how amazing what Hashem is doing for us on a daily basis. Now the Gemara continues. Command Azlahad Akhsev, the Pasuk which is written, Mashke Harim Al Yosef, Hashem waters the mountains of the upper chambers, Vyamar Biyochanan Mal Yosef Shalkash Baruchu. This is actually a reference to the water coming down from literally the chambers of Hashem. That Rashi points out, without Rabbi Yochanan, it would have understood that Hashem is just making sure that the water is coming down from the upper Shemayim. However, Rabbi Yochanan is explaining it, the upper chamber is the actual source of the water, the source of Hashem, Mamish from the Shemayim of Hashem. So the Gemara says, Kiman Ker Rabbi Yeshua, that's like Rabbi Yeshua, that the rainwater is coming from above. Now the Gemara continues, Rabbi Lezer, so Kivan Asalki Lahasam, Rabbi Lezer would explain that when the waters go up there to Shemayim before falling rain, Mashke Melasav Kari Lahu. That reference to the upper chambers. Again, Rabbi Lezer, who is the one who is saying that the water was coming from the ocean, that's why he comes, that's how he explains this pasuk. That's different over here, that we call it, that it's original source coming from the ocean. The ilo tema hachi, because if you don't say like this, you don't accept that the pasuk is talking about where it's generally coming from. Avak ve'afar min shemayim heichim ishkacha, where do we see that there's dust and the dirt from the shemayim? That's a reference to the pasuk also. Elakevan de menelet hasim, rather since the dirt and the dust particles are carried up there by the winds before they come down, mina shemayim kala, we call that as if it's coming from the heavens. Hachanami soto over here, regards to the rain, kevan de salkala hasim, since the waters go up before filling the earth, Mal Yosef Karle, the pasuk refers to them as referring to the upper chambers. Now the Gemara continues, Keman Azla Ha De'amar Rabbi Chanino, this pasuk Rabbi Chanino tells us, Kenos Kaneid Me'ayam Nosin Ba'otras Tehomos, Hashem put things like a mound, like a pile, the waters of the sea, and He places deep waters in the storehouse, as Rabbi Chanino explains, Migaram La'otras Yimala Bar, who caused that the storehouse is to be filled with grain, Tehomos, the deep waters, the rain originates deep in the oceans. That, Lechora is going, the shores of Rabbi Chanina is like Rabbi Lezer that says it's coming from the ocean. Now the Gemara says Rabbi Yeshua. So how is Rabbi Yeshua going to explain this pasuk? Ahu, this pasuk is necessary for the fact of Riyasa Shal Olam. Speaking of the creation of the world, this pasuk is telling us that Hashem is confining the waters that had previously covered the world to Arbos Hashemayim, to the oceans, only to the oceans. Rashi points out that the oceans are talking about, they're talking figuratively over here, referred to the storehouses of the they're the walls. They're stopping the shores from and they're making continents. That's what Rabbi Yeshua's understanding of the pasuk, that the depths are not talking about the source of the rain. Rather, that point over here, and it's like the walls dividing the continents. Okay, Baruch Hashem, will pick up with Tanur Rabbanan in tomorrow's daf.